Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network. Thanks so much for joining us. We're wrapping up here this attack that, and again, we reached out with our Facebook live stream and we tagged them and everything, encouraging them, giving them a formal invitation, have them come in here today, tomorrow, whenever, and to say it to my face. And we haven't heard anything from them. Surprise, surprise. But must be nice having a bunch of corporate lawyers behind you. You can Do lots of malicious stuff to a guy's business and reputation and know that he can't afford any lawyers to fight back, really. And then going after his mental health issues. Just really classy, David. Really, really classy. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up. The rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti, and then we'll wrap up this thing here. You don't have your radio on when you call. Don't wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio line, 740-325-1490. Write it down. Especially today. You're going to need it today. 740-325-1490. So let's wrap up here what they had to say. Now, Sam, again, had been known as Andrea and whatever. Now she wants to be known as and called Sam. Okay, you know, whatever. All right, here we go.
Okay, then. Well, that talk about teeing that up for me. Listen, this entire thing has gotten ridiculously out of control. Like I said on Friday, this particular office, listen, it's township trustee. Once again, what these guys do who hold these positions are very important. You know, it's the stuff that gets done that until it's a problem, you and I, the citizens, don't think about.
That's kind of the whole point, Sam. They got it done. We didn't even have a chance to think about it or talk about it because there was no transparency other than a public notice and a Times leader. That's kind of like the whole point of this.
They're the ones that take care of things before they get to the point where it's a problem and everybody wants to complain about potholes and spend an entire two-hour radio show talking about a pothole. But
gee, I wonder who they could be talking about now.
Besides that, these are the guys that get the work done before we know about it. What is amazing is it has gotten to this point that we continue to talk about this particular election, which, by the way, tomorrow, we are on election eve right now. Tomorrow is the day. So go out and vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for. We're not telling you who to vote for. We're just...
Another lie, because David just said those are the two guys you need to vote for. You want them to be your trustees in Richland Township. Again, lie after lie after lie. How stupid do they think we are?
Telling you to do what is necessary. Back to the Richland Township situation. Listen, I don't live there. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't live there. My whole point on Friday was to lay out to you, the listener, the questions that I have as to why certain people have felt the need to turn this quote unquote political race into such a major topic for people to talk about.
Certain people, that would be me. And the reason why, I can give you 1 million reasons, Sam. $1 million of COVID money. Those are 1 million reasons. Our money was squandered. How do you not understand that?
Why? And again, back to the million-dollar building that we've talked about now countless times. Why? It's built. It's done. It's been built for 2.5 years.
And now is our first chance to make a statement whether we think it's a good idea or not. And quite frankly, the voters might choose to reelect the two trustees, the incumbents. Fine. This is our first chance to express ourselves whether we think it's a good idea or a bad idea. And frankly, I don't know how the voters are going to vote. But this is why. This is not rocket science. Honestly, it's not.
Yours.
That has been beat to death. Has been beat to death.
Look, I
stand guilty as charged. Yeah, I beat it to death because nobody else in the valley has been talking about it. Nobody in the media has been talking about it. And apparently people are very interested because when you look at the views on our Facebook live stream for the debate, they were in the thousands. It's beaten to death because I'm trying to do the work of every person in the news media here in the valley. Nobody else is touching it. I think it's a big deal. Now, the voters will decide whether it's a big deal or not, and maybe they'll decide it's not a big deal. You wasted our time, Dimitri. Fine. Wouldn't be the first time, not going to be the last, but this is the best judgment that I can offer you.
I have a dog in the fight either.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the opposite side of the river. I'm on the
good side.
None
of these three, by the way, live in Richland Township. Cleveland is not in Richland Township. Otis lives in West Virginia. Sam just admitted that Sam doesn't live in Richland Township either. Leslie and I have been there since 2012. We put our money where our mouth is. We bought a really nice home, and we're still there.
I beg to differ. Go ahead.
But I know Rick, and I've known Rick for a while. I don't know him that well, but I know him well enough.
Mm-hmm.
And nice guy. And Mr. DeNoble was in here.
Mm-hmm.
And very, you know, professional.
Mm-hmm.
Very, and just like a nice guy. And like Bloom Daddy said, you know, here's a guy that came out and worked on the baseball fields with no dog in the fight because he just wanted it to be
good for the community.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, those are the guys that you want in those offices. Mm-hmm. You don't want a shill.
No.
You don't want a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
You want somebody that's going to
Who's a shill? Who's a mouthpiece? They just got through telling us they know nothing about Jay Stevens. Nothing. I just got through telling you I didn't even know the guy. But he's a shill. He's a mouthpiece. He's a person without character. That's what they're saying about a guy that they have admitted they know nothing about. It's unbelievable. We've got a few more seconds of this, and it'll fade out.
Contribute to the community.
Right, exactly. And that's why I brought up last week, for all of those talking heads who have turned...
Talking heads, again, is me, because I'm the only one who's been talking about this.
...this into what they've turned it into, the million-dollar building, this particular race. You know, somebody like the Rick Farrells of the world and the Jimmy DeNobles, they're the ones that you're going to see volunteer at the St. Clairsville Food Bank. That's why I brought that up on Friday.
All right, look,
there's a difference between wanting to hold a seat politically and wanting to take care of your community. There's a difference, I personally believe. There's having the title and feeling like big man on campus because you hold a title. And then there's doing it for the right purposes. And I think that's where politically we all tend to lose perspective on politics. Is what is the intentions? What's the motivations? What's the purpose? What's the desire out of having that position? So listen, as of tomorrow, we will have the results. And the poor horse can ride off into the sunset, hopefully. That's the goal.
Dead horses normally don't ride off into the sunset.
Horses, sunset. This is the competition. Dimitri Graffiti is next. If you've ever wanted to participate, now's is the time.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Dimitri Graffiti, the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
I just went through that St. C. Food Bank and Jimmy DeNoble gave me a burrito.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Wow, wow, wow. Your show is great.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, I want to go on.
Dimitri Graffiti.
The swamp of West Virginia, like the swamp of Washington, D.C., survives with radio stations like Boom Daddy.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, I'm up here by High Ridge Road and I just seen a dead horse walking.
Come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, just wondering, now that Howard Monroe is partially retired, is he spending more time with his mistress Anna?
Dimitri Graffiti.
Show the lantern flies and trees of heaven.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Great show, Dimitri. Love your show.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, kudos to you, Dimitri. You know you've won when you have the competition calling the show. Hands to you, hands to you.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Ooh, yes, the Muscle Man, man. And I tell you, man, there's only one Dimitri in here. Boom Daddy sucks anyway. Oh, yeah, dig it.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Good morning, Weird in West Virginia. Form Energy has water pressure. You don't.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Please don't drop through stop signs in construction zones.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Did Sam just call your show?
Dimitri Graffiti.
Are you still doing the Mind Bulletin report?
Dimitri Graffiti.
Love Carly. She's great.
Dimitri Graffiti.
I thought I met Sam, but I'm pretty sure it was Otis.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, I want to do a little audio snapshot. I'm sitting outside the Million Dollar Building, and it looks fabulous.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah. if tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.